custody of your people, responding to needs thousands of miles away. Lord, you said if we give a cup of cold water to your disciples in the name of the Lord, that we will not lose our reward. For many of us, the gifts we have given to buy these Bibles is very sacrificial. I pray you will abundantly reward each and every one in the name of Jesus. Bless us as we look into the scriptures this morning. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit be upon that which we have to say. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All God's people said amen. Amen. Service looks kind of cold this morning. Why don't you rise up and greet 56 people and tell them, I warm you up in the name of the Lord. All right. See, they're not even standing up. All right, greet 15 people instead of 56. You're blessed in the name of Jesus. I warm you up. All right. God bless you all. I'm sure you know someone who is not in church today. I want you to call them after the service and ask them, why were you not in church? Why? Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Psalms 119. You're going to be blessed for coming to church today. That's one thing about fresh anointing. If you miss church, you miss something. You know, there are churches you go to and you miss church, you don't miss anything. In fact, you should be thankful that you miss church. But you cannot miss any service here and not realize that you miss something. The 119th division of the book of Psalms is where I'm preaching from this morning. And I'm not only going to read from Psalm 119, I'm going to read from other passages from the Old and the New Testament also. And these scriptures that I'm going to read will help you to see the need for an important prayer point that we have overlooked for too long. If your desire is to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, you need this prayer point. If you are to fulfill your God-ordained destiny here on earth, you need to understand and incorporate this prayer point to your daily prayers. If you are to enjoy the best that God has for you here on earth, and if you are to fulfill your God-given purpose here on earth, you need to understand and you need to pray this prayer point that I want to give you this morning. If you are to inherit the great and precious promises of God for your life, you must understand and you must pray this prayer point often and often. If you are not living alone on the earth and you have to deal with good people and bad people at the same time, you need to add this prayer point to your prayer arsenal. The prayer we're looking at this morning was prayed by the psalmist way back in the book of Psalms, yet this prayer point is as relevant today as it was back then. I'm reading Psalm 119, verse number 18. Psalm 119, verse 18. I want us to read it together. It's a short passage of scripture, and yet it's very powerful. Psalm 119, verse number 18. Let's read it together. Let's go. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Let's read it again. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. You know, many years ago, we used to sing a song with that verse. Open my eyes, O Lord. Sing it with me if you know it. Hallelujah. Open my eyes, O Lord. Hallelujah. Open my eyes, O Lord. I am ready to open. There is a deep, 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 deep truth conveyed in that statement. Everybody say, open my eyes, O Lord. Say it again. Say, open my eyes, O Lord. That is one prayer point I want to add to the many prayer points that you have and that you know already. I don't remember the last time I prayed this kind of prayer. I don't remember the last time you prayed this prayer. But after reading the scriptures and stumbling on this verse, it has become virtually my daily prayer since that time. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Do you know that all of us are blind? And that's the first shock I'm going to give you this morning. All of us are blind. See, sometimes you see someone that is being helped around by a person or by a trained dog or by a stick. And you look at that person, that woman or that man, and you say, oh, their situation is like that because they don't see. But do you realize that in the real sense of the word, you are not better than that man or that woman? Open thou mine eyes, O Lord. Although when David wrote this, he was not being helped around by a trained dog. He was not being helped around by a loved one. He was not being helped around by a stick. But he seemed to say that even though I have 20/20 vision, I am still blind. So he cried to God in verse 18, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Now if we are to take the text like it is, the psalmist was saying that except God opens our eyes, there are many, 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 many wondrous things that we will not see out of the scriptures. If you look at his relationship with the disciples, many times Jesus told the disciples about how he will die and rise again the third day. But they did not see it. They did not see what he was saying. They did not get what he was saying until he rose from the dead. And then after he rose from the dead, the Bible says, then it dawned on them that, oh, this is what he was saying when he said you could destroy this temple and in 3 days I will rebuild it. When he said as Jonah spent a couple of days in the depths of the water, so will the Son of Man be in the depths of, oh, now we get it. There was another time he looked at them and he warned them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Now when he said that, they didn't see what he was saying. They did not understand what he was saying. As a matter of fact, they thought that it was because they had no bread. Then he looked at them and said, why do you think I'm saying this to you because you didn't bring bread? He said, even if you didn't bring bread, what happened when I performed a miracle and multiply bread and multiply fish? Couldn't I have done the same thing again? But he didn't get it. Let me say something to you. The best of us, when it comes to the scriptures, we are still blind. The best of us, when it comes to the doctrines of the Bible, we still don't see. Many of us, like the disciples, can testify to the fact that sometimes we read a passage of scripture that we have read many times before, and suddenly our eyes are open to the truth that we have failed to see all this while that we have been reading scriptures. Why? Because your eyes just got opened. At other times, it might be a truth that we refuse to embrace because we are blind to it. Many of you who are here this morning, it's not everything you believe now that you used to believe. Many of you used to fight against deliverance. Many of you used to fight against fire prayers. Many of you used to fight against many things. Why did you fight against those things? Because you were blind to them. Then ultimately God opened your eyes, and the things that you refused to embrace years ago, now you embrace them. Or if you look at it on the other side, it may be an error that you used to believe. Then God opened your eyes and you saw the truth. And you say, wow, this thing that I believed all these years is actually wrong. I need to discard it. I need to do away with it. So you can understand why we need to pray this prayer on a daily basis if we are to know God the way he is. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Now I've said this to be faithful to the passage. But there's something else I need to say. While this verse is talking specifically about our eyes being opened to new things in the Word of God, do you know that this truth is applicable to every area of your life? Do you know that in every area of your life, you need your eyes to be opened? Let me tell you this. Hear me. Do you know there are opportunities around you right now that you are blind to? I'm telling you the truth. There are major opportunities that could turn your life around that are standing right there by your side now, but you are blind to them. And if you remain blind to them, you will have to do without them. There are good things, incredibly good things around you right now that you are blind to. Do you know also there are good people around you right now that you don't see? Oh, do you also realize there are helpers around you that can help you and connect you and turn your situation around right now, but you don't see them? And they are right there. Oh, by the same token, do you know that there are bad people around you right now that you don't see and you think they are good people? Do you know that there are people you are connected to right now that if God were to open your eyes and know them for who they are and see them for who they are, you will run for your life? Do you know that? Look, there are men and women right here, right now, who will testify that the honey that they married was actually vinegar. There are people right here, right now. And when they were running after this man, and when they were running after this woman, they thought they were good people. Why? They were blind. Oh, did they say love is blind? See, this is what I'm saying. Those of you who want to fall in love, first of all, pray for eyesight. Amen. So that you'll be able to see before you get Jezebel or before you get Ahab. Oh, Ahab keeps coming up now for the last 1 week. Because there are bad people that you will take as good people. Because your eyes are open, because your eyes are closed. There are good people, really good people, that you will take as bad people. Because your eyes are closed. So in every area of life, we need to pray this prayer. That Lord, open my eyes. Please let me see. Please let me know. You are the only one who sees. Can I say something to you? When you think you see, then you are blind. All right. The people who go around thinking that they see, they are the ones who are blind. A friend of mine told me several years ago, and I'll never forget what he said. He said, it is only the one whose eyes are open that can see. Whose eyes God opens that can see. And I pray that you will be one of those people. That every area where you are suffering from blindness, that you are not able to discern or to be able to see what you ought to see around you, the Lord will deliver you this morning in the name of Jesus. Do you know there are simple steps that you need to take that will change your life forever around right now that you are blind to? Simple steps that you are blind to. Some of us have immigration attorneys, that you should run away from, because they will help you to your deportation. Whereas there is somebody in the... It happened to me. Let me tell you my story. When I came to this country, I opened the phone book in Atlanta, Georgia, Hartsfield Airport, and I looked under immigration. And I saw a lawyer. I didn't pray that God should open my eyes. So I saw a lawyer's name. And I got his name. And I called him. He said, yes. I said, yeah, I need adjustment of status. He said, are you out of status? I said, no, I'm not out of status. I said, that's why I want adjustment of status before I get out of status. And those days it was easier than now. And so he said, come and see me. So I went and saw him in his office and gave him my papers. And he said, oh, I'll file for the extension for you. Back in those days, you could extend your stay twice. I don't know if they still do that today. You could extend your visa twice. After that, you cannot extend it again. So he extended it the first time for me. And 6 months passed. He got it 6 months for me. And I called him again. I said, I need another 6 months. He said, all right, send this document. I'll get you another 6 months extension. But after this 6 months extension, you cannot do any more extension. I said, fine. So I packaged the thing. Listen now. I mailed it to him with return address, return receipt requested. And I sent it off. First week passed. 2 weeks passed. 3 weeks passed. 4 weeks passed. 5 weeks passed. 6 weeks passed, 7 weeks passed, 2 months passed, and I was getting close to the expiration. So I called him. I said, I've not heard from you. He said, but I told you to mail it. I said, sir, I mailed it. Oh, he said, did you mail it? Return receipt requested. He said, yes. He said, I don't sign for anything in post office. I said, yay, I'm finished. He said, I don't sign for anything in post office. I don't pick up anything I have to sign for. Not knowing that he himself was in trouble with immigration. And immigration was looking for him. I did not know. So I went to see him. I said, Mr. So-and-so. I said, what happened? He said, no. He said, why did you send the return? Are you afraid that I will not get it? I said, I was afraid that you will not get it. Well, fortunately, we still had a little time left. So he said, all right, come meet me in the office and we will go to immigration. Blind eyes. Ah! May God open your eyes so you don't pick the wrong person. Don't pick. If God doesn't open your eyes, you will pick the wrong person in every area of your life and you will suffer for it. Me, I suffer all. So I went to his office and breezed in that day with my wife. And I got there, the secretary. I asked the secretary, I said, I'm looking for Mr. So-and-so. He said, Mr. So-and-so. He said, go and sit down over there. He treated me as if Mr. So-and-so does not work there. It was then I found out. We went to immigration together and came back. And the way the immigration talked to him was rough. I said, wait a minute. Immigration lawyers are competent. They are very strong when they go before immigration officers. So why is this one like this? So we got back to the office. And I asked the lady, I said, I don't like the way they treated the lawyer. Oh, he said, which lawyer? I said, lawyer so-and-so. Oh, he said, oh. He said, he's a lawyer? He said, he's our client. We are helping him with his immigration. I said, Jesus. 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 I said, you mean he's your client? I said, yes, he's not in this office. He's our client. I said, holy, have you ever spoken in tongues without knowing what you are speaking in tongues? I said, Jesus. I said, no wonder they talked to him like they talked to him. He was not confident. He was going to the toilet and coming and going. Not knowing that they could have picked him up too. Ah, you will not pick the wrong person. This thing that I'm talking, you need eyes, your eyes. That God will open your eyes. All right? If you have a court case, if you pick the wrong lawyer, you are finished. All right? If you want to get married, if you pick the wrong man, you are finished. If you bring the wrong wife, that's why we need to pray this prayer. Lord, open my eyes in every area, in everything. When I'm about to connect with somebody, open my eyes. Ah! So I looked at him, he said I should come to his house. I went to his house far, far somewhere in the suburbs of Atlanta. I got to his house. He was fighting with his wife when I got there. It was a big fight. I said, Lord, I am in trouble. Have you ever been in trouble? God said, you did not consult me to direct you. That's why you got into this man, but I will deliver you. So the immigration wrote me, and they said I should be deported. They gave me to leave October 30. I'll never forget that date. October 30 is a very, very special. Is it today? I didn't even know it's today. They said October 30th, you must leave voluntarily. Ah! I said, but I came here to preach. How am I going to do this? Then I went to the God that I left behind. I said, God, it looks like I need another lawyer. And this man was telling me, I will introduce another lawyer. I said, no. I don't need any introduction of another lawyer from you because birds of the same feather are likely to flock together. So I prayed. And then I talked to somebody. And he said, there's a lawyer in downtown Atlanta. I said, go meet her. So I went to this woman. And I told her my whole story. And she laughed. She said, you are using Attorney Swanso. I said, yeah. She said, he has been deported. No. He's not a Nigerian. Don't think like that. He's not a Nigerian. He's from somewhere else. If I say where he's from, the people from that country will be angry with me. So he's from a country somewhere. And the lady looked at me and said, What are the credentials you have? Unfortunately for me, I had the credentials that they needed. But this man did not know. So October 30th, that I was supposed to be deported, was the day I went for the interview. The very day I was supposed to leave voluntarily, I went for the interview. And the lady doing the interview said, where have you been? Why did you wait till this last minute? I said, ma, it's a long story. It's a very long story. You don't want to hear it. We'll tell it another time when you stamp my passport. Wah! Then we'll tell it. But for now, let's just forget about it. And so she interviewed me. She interviewed my wife. And she approved it. This is many, 20-something years ago. I said that to say this. If you don't pray that God will open your eyes, let me tell you, there is book knowledge, oh. There's book knowledge. But there is God knowledge. Okay. If you think you are wise and you leave this prayer aside, you will weep. You will cry. You're an employer. You want to employ people, do interview, and they bring certificates. Certificates. Instead of you sitting there as you do the interview, open my eyes, oh Lord. Open my eyes. Let me know who will be best fitted for this business. Let me not employ a person that is wrong. In every area of your life, you have children. You want to find a babysitter. And you want to interview people to babysit your children. You better pray, open my eyes, oh Lord. Even in the church. You want to have people to work with the children in the children's department. You better pray, open my eyes, oh Lord. We used to have a TV program running in Montgomery, Alabama for about 12 years. And a lady called, I don't know the lady up till today, she called the prayer line and I was one of the people answering the phone. And she said, I need to talk to Olu. They used to call me Olu back south. And she said, I work in such and such a church, in a church in town. She never told me the name of the church. She said, I work with the children in the children's department, and I've initiated every single one of them. She said, they have no idea that I'm a witch. But every single one of those children I've initiated. Somebody recommended her that she's good with working for children. I said, why don't you go to your pastor and confess to him? She said, I'll never do that. They will lynch me. They will kill me. I said, then how can I help you on the phone? She said, I cannot even reveal my identity to you. I said, what about telling me the name of the church? Because I was going to snitch so that they can remove everybody working in the children's department. But she refused to tell me. And up till today, I don't know. Only God knows the damage that she did in that church. May God open your eyes. You didn't hear my prayer. I said, may God open your eyes. You know, sometimes you are looking for someone to come and work in your house. And then you take Craigslist. You are looking for a plumber in Craigslist. Or you are looking for an electrician in Craigslist. That may be the beginning of your destruction. If God doesn't open your eyes. Even after somebody recommends somebody to you, you still take them to God. And say, God, pull their file for me. Let me know who they are so I don't get in trouble. So the psalmist opened his mouth. And you need to open your mouth from time to time and cry to God, open my eyes, O Lord. Whether it is spiritual, whether it is material, we need to continually pray. Open my eyes, O Lord. Why? Because I am blind. You know what I thank God for the psalmist for? I thank God for his humility. He was close to God, as you all know, yet he admitted, I don't see. He was a mighty prophet of God, yet he admitted, I don't see. He was a great and anointed minister of songs, yet he admitted, I don't see. The best of us are blind at best. Never allow your pride to keep you from admitting that you don't see. I want to show you a few scriptures. Let me begin with what Isaiah said in 42, Isaiah 42, 19 and 20. Isaiah 42, 19 and 20. This is a truth that you need to take home with you this morning. Isaiah 42, 19 and 20. Who is blind? Did you hear that? But my servant, who is deaf, as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind, as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? Look at verse 20. Seen many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but thou hearest not. I think if we are to really pray this prayer now the way Isaiah put it, we are to pray that God will open our eyes and open what else? Our ears. But let's limit it to the hear, to the seeing this morning. Because all through the scriptures, I see examples upon examples upon examples upon examples of blindness in God's people. Let's begin in Genesis and then we end up in the New Testament. Genesis 21, 14. Genesis 21, 14. As a matter of fact, I won't be able to read all that scripture, but just get to Genesis 21. I'll tell you the background story. You remember the wife of Abraham? How she advised Abraham to marry the housemaid, to go into the housemaid and have a baby. All right? And Hagar had a baby, all right. But then jealousy crept up in the house and she was driven out of the house. And when she was leaving, Abraham gave her a bottle of water for her and the child. But eventually, the water was spent. The water was used. And she had to put this baby under a shrub, not wanting to see the death of the child. That's where we join the story in verse 16. Turn there with me. In Genesis 21. And she went and sat her down over against him a good way off. as it were, a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for the Lord God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Verse 18. Arise. Now look at this now, folks. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thine hand, for I will make a great nation of him. Verse 19. And God, what did God do? Open her eyes. Everybody say, open my eyes, O Lord. And God opened her eyes. What did she see? And she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And that was how life was sustained. The well had been there all the while, but she never saw it. That's what I'm saying to you. There are opportunities around you. Many of us want our thirst to be quenched. It's right there. But unless God opens your eyes, you will die of thirst. There are wells that are supposed to give us the nourishment that we need, but our eyes are closed to them. So eventually the Bible says she lifted up her voice and cried to God. And God said, not only have I heard your voice, I heard the voice of the baby also. Now eyes open. And there it was, a well. He said, get in the well, get the water you need, and you'll be fine. I pray that the well that you have been looking for, the Lord will open your eyes to see it. I don't know what the well is. I don't know what the nourishment you need is, but it is somewhere, somewhere. In fact, it's not far from you. It's not far from you. Don't move to California. Don't move to Atlanta. It's right here in New York. If you cannot make it in New York, you cannot make it anywhere. That's the truth. You're looking for money, you'll find it here. There are multi-millionaires here. All right? You know, I was shocked to find out that those people who are demonstrating in Wall Street, the donations they have received so far is over $400,000. People just writing them checks. That's New York City. There is money here. And they were giving money to other people demonstrating in California because they had so much money here. Ah, whatever task that you task for, the Lord will give you the water that you need. I did not hear your amen. Do you know the same thing happened with Moses when they got to the water of Marah in Exodus 15:23? Turn there with me. Exodus 15:23. I'll read 23, I'll read 24, I'll read 25. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah. Why? For they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And I wanted to notice verse 25. And he cried unto the Lord. What did the Lord do after that? And the Lord showed him a tree. Hold on one second. Did he just plant the tree there? No. Had the tree been there all the while? All the time the tree had been there. But he did not know that was the tree that would bring the solution. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord opened his eyes. He showed him a tree. And when he had cast that tree into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statue and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Whatever is bitter in your life right now, and we all have bitter cups that we drink, do you know that there's a solution around you? Seriously. There's a solution around you. But you will never see it. You'll never see it unless God opens your eyes to see it. There are things you need to do. There are steps you need to take. There are things you need to cut and put inside your problem that you will never, ever do until God opens your eyes. That's why we need this prayer. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may behold. I want you to notice what it says. That I may behold wondrous, 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 wondrous things, wondrous things. That's what we are all looking for, wondrous things. In our families, wondrous things. In our businesses, wondrous things. In our ministries, wondrous things. And they only come as God opens our eyes to them. Let me give you more scripture. Let's go into the New Testament, John chapter 20. Jesus had died. Jesus was buried. And now it was the third day. Mary decided to go to the sepulcher. I want you to notice something here. This is so good. In verse 11 of John chapter 20, but Mary stood without the sepulcher weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher. And seeth two angels in white sitting, one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. Watch it now. She was talking to angels, but she thought she was talking to human beings. She didn't know, because her eyes were not open. Now let's read on. This is very interesting. And in verse 14, and when she had thus said, she turned back and saw Jesus standing. What is the next statement? And knew not that it was Jesus. So Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Now look at the next statement. She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou had borne him thence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. The moment Jesus Christ said, Mary, she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. In other words, just by calling her name, Mary, her eyes open. You know the prayer I've been praying since I read that scripture? Lord, call my name. Lord, call my name. People have called my name, my eyes have closed. Amen. Friends have called my name, my eyes have been shut. Now you, Lord, call my name. Everybody say, Lord, call my name and open my eyes. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, call me by my name and open my eyes thereby in the mighty name of Jesus. Call my name and let my eyes be opened in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. See, when your eyes are not open, you will think Jesus is a carpenter. That's right. You will not know him for who he is. You will not know him for what he can do. You will not know him for the power that resides in him. But that's not the only time this happened. Many, many times. Let me give you another time. Two of them were going on the road to Emmaus. As they were going, guess who joined them? Jesus joined them. And I was talking with them. And Jesus would say, hey guys. They say, hi. They say, what's going on in this town? Ah, they say, are you a stranger? Ah. Are you journey just come? You just travel? When did you come? Everything that has happened here, you don't know it. Ha. Hey, tell him. I didn't see him. Oh, I was a master. He was our master. And then they told him the whole story. They didn't know they were telling him himself. Why? Their eyes were holding. Their eyes were. I'm telling you, with your glasses, as thick as it is, you still don't see. There are things that are holding your eyes. Those are the things I want God to shake off from my eyes. So that I will have sharp spiritual eyes. That I will open my eyes like this and I will see. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you know how your life will change if you are somebody who could see? Oh. God might even take you a step higher than the natural that I'm talking about and make you see everything going on around you. You enter into your house like this and you see spirits that are waiting for you. And you see, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Bind you in the name of Jesus. You walk into a place and they have put things in your way and say, I see this one, my eyes see it. You will not be a blind person. I said you will not be a blind person. Because we are all blind. We are all blind. We don't see. If we could see more than we presently see, many of our problems will be over. Do you know that in Africa people go and do voodoo? They go and do serious voodoo so they can see. My wife used to have an uncle. And the uncle said, do you know that so-and-so tried to poison me yesterday? Say, you mean? Say, yes. Tried to poison me yesterday. He said, how did you know? And the uncle laughed and said, oh, I've washed my eyes. And that's exactly how he said, I've washed my eyes. May God wash your eyes for you. I will tell you what you need to wash at the end of my sermon. But may God wash. He said, I've washed my eyes. That if anybody puts anything in my food, I will see it. So say, when the person put the thing and he saw it, he called the person. He said, the food that you gave me, come on, eat it. And the person said, but I'm not hungry. So they met together and they walked together. And so finally they got to a place and they sat down. Let me read it to you from Luke chapter 24. I want to show you something in verse 16. Luke 24, verse 16. You will see this passage over and over, this truth over and over again. Luke 24, verse 16. What does he say? But their eyes were holding that they could not know him. There are some things that are holding your eyes that you will not know what you ought to know. Ah, have you read my book, Demonic Manipulation? Go and read it. It's downstairs. It's $3. It will do you good. A man was married to a woman for 25 years and he did not know. Why? Because the marriage was organized with blindness. So the woman will go back from time to time and renew the sacrifice to keep him blind. So after she had done it for so many years, she said, well, this man is already in my bondage. There's no need to renew the sacrifice. Because she refused to renew the sacrifice, his eye opened. And he came home one day and saw the woman and said, madam, who are you? What are you looking for here? And the woman said, what do you mean? I'm your darling. Darling? You must have broken into my house. No, I'm your wife of 25 years. Here are your children. He said, yes, I know these are my children, but you, I don't know where you are from. Whatever they have done to close your eyes, I cancel them by fire. Whatever they have used to blindfold you, may the Lord open your eyes. He says their eyes were holding. Their eyes were holding. In other words, it was like they cover the eyes and say, walk. Now, when they cover your eyes and they say walk, wherever they take you to is where you will go. Wherever they direct you to is where you will go. You will think you see, but you don't see. May God open your eyes. So the Bible says they did not recognize Jesus because their eyes were holding. Look at verse 16 again. But their eyes were holding that they could not know him. Ah, you will begin to know things like never before after today. You know, there are many things you have not known. There are many things you have not known that you ought to know. There are many things you have not seen that you ought to see. And it's simply because your eyes are holding and your eyes are closed. Look at verse 31. And their eyes were opened. What happened after their eyes were opened? And they knew him. And what did they do? He vanished out of their sight. Now look at the next statement. And they said one to another, ah, did not our heart born within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? I thought that what kind of man is this? He said he's a stranger, but he knows scripture as if he's from here, not knowing it was the master. And they say, yay, I wanted to ask him a question, but he has gone. There are opportunities that pass you by. Can you imagine things they would have done if Jesus were there? Can you imagine the sick they would have asked him to pray for? Can you imagine the problems they would have brought before him if they knew he was the one? But because they did not know, it was too late. May it not be too late for you. But that's what happens when we don't see. We just walk around, but we don't see. Let's go back to the Old Testament, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. You'll see this thing all over the Bible. When your eyes are closed, when your eyes are shut, the opportunities that are around you, you will lose them. And you know what else? When your eyes are closed, it will affect your faith. If your eyes are open to what your eyes need to be open to, it will build up your faith. This is the servant of Elisha here in verse 16 of 2 Kings chapter 6. And he answered and said, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And he said, what are you saying? Don't you see how many they are? And they are ready to fight against us. He said, don't worry. They that are with us are more than they that are with them. So you know what Elisha said? And Elisha prayed. And he said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. I pray that God will open your eyes. You didn't hear my prayer. I said that God will open your eyes. And that's the prayer the husbands need to pray for the wives. The wives need to pray for the husbands. The parents need to pray for the children. The children need to pray for the parents. That God will open your eyes. Haven't you seen, haven't you seen people who are running after a man? Or running after a woman? But their eyes are closed to this woman. But you have been around this woman. You have seen what this woman can do. The wonders this woman can do. Eh? And you call the man. He said, Master, come on. This woman that you are following will destroy your life. He said, destroy what? If you see the soup that she cooks. Ah! This woman. When she cooks soup like this, the moment you eat the soup, you will fall asleep right there on the table. That's how good she is. I say, ah, we have eaten the soup too, but our eyes are open. She said, no, you just, and then, hey, and then, hey. Hey, and then he will go and report you to the woman. He said, honey, you know what? They are trying to break us up. But whether they like it or not, I'm yours forever. Hey, you are his forever, you are hers forever. And you will be destroyed together with her. Those whose eyes have opened, those whose eyes have seen, they are warning you, they are begging you, and then you are going around to destroy them in the presence of this person. Wait, it's a matter of time. The only thing is that when it happens, so you will cry. Nobody will give you a handkerchief. So you have to look for leave to wipe your eyes. That's the truth. Those who have been there, they are telling you, you say, no, it's not so. This man is the finger of God. He's the power of God. He's a great man. He's a good man. We say we have tested him. He's not. We say we have seen him. He's not. We have lived in the same house with him. We have gone to the same school with him. We know him for who he is. You say, no, you really don't know him. You will soon know him. You will soon know him. You will soon know him. And then you will come back with tears in your eyes. And you say, I wish I listened to you when you told me who he is or who she is. And he answered, fear not. They that are with us are more than they that are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. Let's be praying this prayer for one another. That Lord open his eyes that he may see. You see, when the Lord opens your eyes and you are able to see, there's nothing to be afraid of. So the Lord opened his eyes, the eyes of the young man, and he saw. What did he see? The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite these people, I pray thee, with blindness. Did you see that? Whoever has smitten you with blindness, may God deliver you from them. Whoever has shut your eyes, may God open your eyes this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know the rest of the story. I'm not going to bother to read it. Let me give you one more scripture, and then we'll go before God in prayer. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verse 17 and verse 18. These are the things I want God to wash away from your eyes. These are the things I want God to wash away from my eyes. Acts 9, 17 and 18. I want God to give you an experience like that of the Saul of Tarsus at the beginning of his walk with the God of heaven. Acts 9, 17 and 18. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, that is Saul, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared to thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest do what? Receive thy sight. Say, God sent me to you so you could receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now look at verse 18. This is incredible. And immediately, there fell from his eyes as it had been, what? Scales. What? There fell from his eyes as it had been scales. And he received sight forthwith, and he arose and he was baptized. Do you know scales on a fish? What amazes me about that passage is this. If you looked at the eyes of Saul, you will see no scales there. But after God finished the miraculous eye opening, the Bible says scales, something that looked like scales, fish scales. You know what they call fish scales? Fell from his eyes. And his eyes opened. I believe that was more than physical. Because when the blind eyes open, you don't see scales fall. And from that day, not only did his physical eyes open, his spiritual eyes opened too. This man saw visions like no man ever saw before. This man saw revelations like no man ever saw before. Because at the beginning of... You see, there are some things that our mentors should have done for us at the beginning of our walk with God. One of the things they should have done for us at the beginning of our walk with God was to call us and say, fast for one day that the scales in your eyes be removed. Then we will have been people that see things now. But it's not too late. Because this morning, whatever scales are in your eyes, they are coming off. Whatever has made you blind, either physically or spiritually, the Lord will remove them this morning. Rise up on your feet and let us pray. In the name of Jesus. 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 Say, every scale covering my eyes, fall off now. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Every scale covering my eyes, I want you to fall off my eyes right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the scales are that are covering my eyes, I want you to fall off right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every scale covering my eyes, I command you to fall off. Come on, pray. Every scale. Every scale covering my eyes, I command you to fall off right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every scale covering my eyes, whatever is making me not to see, I command you to fall off right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every scale covering my eyes, I fall off in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every scale in my eyes, every scale covering my eyes, I command you to fall off. Come on, open your mouth and talk to the Lord this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, that you may see what you need to see, The scales must fall off your eyes. Father, every scale, whatever spiritual scale are in my eyes, command them to fall out right now. Command them to fall off right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every scale covering my eyes fall off in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every scale covering my eyes, let them fall off right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Every scale covering my eyes, I command you to get off and fall off. Command you to get off and fall off in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, let every scale covering my eyes fall off in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, open my eyes in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, my Father, let me begin to see the good that is around my life. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Let me begin to see all the good that is around my life. All the good that I've been blind to. Lord, open my eyes to see them in the mighty name of Jesus. Every wonderful thing, every good thing that is around my life. My Father, open my eyes and let me see them. Every good around my life that I've been blind to. Father, please open my eyes, let me see them all, let me behold them all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All the good things around my life that I've been blind to, all the good things around my life that I've been shut up from, I pray that you will open my eyes and let me see them. Let me see them, every one of them. Let me see them, every one of them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every good thing around my life, every wonderful thing, wondrous things around my life that I'm blind to, let, oh Lord, open them up.
open my eyes up and let me see them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every well that you have positioned around my desert. Say, every well that you have positioned around my desert. Say, my Father, open my eyes, let me see them. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every well, every fountain, every well that you have positioned around the deserts in my life. I want you to open my eyes and let me see them. Let me behold them. Every well that is around my life that I'm blind to. Every well that you have positioned around my desert that I don't see, Lord God. Open my eyes, let me see them this morning. From this day on, let me see them, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every well that is around my business, every well that is around my ministry, every well that is around my life that you have put there, Lord, to turn my desert into an oasis. I pray that you will open my eyes and let me see them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do it for me, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I refuse to be blind. Please pray that again. Say, I refuse to be blind to what will turn my bitterness into sweetness. I refuse to be blind to what will turn my bitterness into sweetness. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you have put together to turn my bitterness into sweetness, let me not be blind to them in the mighty name of Jesus. I refuse to be blind to what will turn my bitterness into sweetness. Oh God, open our eyes, let us see it, Lord. Open our eyes, let us behold it, Lord. Open our eyes, let us recognize it, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to pray this prayer. I'll say, Father, open my eyes. Let me know people around me for who they really are. Open your mouth and pray that one in the name of Jesus. Father, open my eyes. Let me know the people around me for who they really are in the mighty name of Jesus. Open my eyes. Let me know them for who they really are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Open my eyes. No matter who I think I have figured out, Lord, open my eyes. Let me know people around me for who they really are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Open my eyes. Let me know people around me for who they really are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, open my eyes, O Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Pray that prayer. Say, open my eyes, O Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open your mouth and pray that one in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, open my eyes to the scriptures. Open my eyes to the doctrines of the Bible. Let me behold wondrous, wonderful, glorious things out of thy law in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may behold wondrous, wonderful, powerful, gracious, glorious things out of thy law in the name of Jesus. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may behold wondrous, wonderful, glorious things out of thy law in the name of Jesus. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, I want us to pray. Say, Father, let me see Jesus for who he really is. Let me see Jesus for who he really is. Let me see Jesus for who he really is. Open your mouth and pray that for the last time in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let me see Jesus for who he really is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't want to know him as a carpenter or as a tailor or as anything that is less than who he is. Father, open my eyes. Let me see him for who he is. Let me recognize him for who he is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Daddy, open my eyes that I may see the Lord and know the Lord for who he really is, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, help me, Lord, to know you for who you really are. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray for you this afternoon that all spiritual blindness will be removed from you in Jesus' name. Whoever has crossed your eyes, whoever has manipulated your eyes, that you don't see what you ought to see. May the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. Whatever scales they have put in your eyes, whatever bricks they have put in your eyes, whatever plywood they have put in your eyes, preventing you from seeing what others are seeing, may the Lord burn all these things by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God give you 2020 vision, that you'll be able to be sharp in your vision in the name of Jesus, that you will see brightly, that you will see strongly, that you will see powerfully in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you that you will not become another Balaam. Because the donkey of Balaam saw better than him. Animals will not see better than you. Dogs will not see better than you. Cats will not see better than you. Unbelievers will not see better than you. Every sickness in your eyes, I command them healed in the name of Jesus Christ. May the fire of God burn every deposit of blindness, physically and spiritually, from every one of your eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. In your walk with God, may you walk as someone who can see. May you not walk in darkness. Because those who walk in darkness will stumble. And I pray for you, where you have stumbled because your eyes were blind, and you have stayed on the ground, and you are so depressed and discouraged, may the power of God lift you up. I said, may the power of God lift you up. I know you took a wrong step because you were walking in the dark. I know you said yes to who you have said you should have said no to because you were walking in the dark. But that was in the past. May the Lord make it up for you. May the Lord repair the damage for you. May the Lord start afresh for you. May the Lord start anew for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command your eyes opened. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Say yes! In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together and give the Lord a big hand.